loud and clear this very first palm of saying yes, and sing it from the bottom of your heart. Power must change in my life, no matter what I may say. Power must change in my life, no matter what I may say. Jesus. For what he has done for you, for the preservation of your souls, your spirit, your body. Thank him from the bottom of your heart. He's a great God who dwelt great things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oshio Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like you to listen to me very carefully. All eyes closed. Within the next few minutes, the awesome power of the Lord
agbara agbayanu ti Oluwa
will fall upon this place. And as his power comes within us, his miracle power will begin to go from person to person. As that power begins to move, stubborn situations will be melted away. A lot of people are going to receive what we call beginning of the year presents from heaven. Many roads that have closed in previous years shall fling open as we pray this prayer. And you, that person who even came here crying, I have a word to you from the Lord.
And
that which made you to cry here this morning, by the time we share the grace at this meeting today, it will have become a mighty testimony for you. I also have a word for the firstborns that are here. The Lord said, I should tell you that those you have been downtrodden, but you will begin to raise your head as from now. As you pray this prayer, the anointing of God will fall upon his people. And as you carry that anointing home, all the evil presence around your home shall scatter. I have a word for somebody here too. The Lord says, since you have decided to be here today, that the rest of this year shall be testimonies for you. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
You He will open your mouth like fire and like thunder. In these three prayers, I want you to pray from your heart. It is important that nobody's voice overshadows your own as you pray these prayers. It is important that you pray with full concentration. And it's important that you pray with merciless violence. Shout this loud and clear. Fire of affliction.
Ina ipoju.
A sign against my life.
Di wanyo ti aye.
Can you shout that loud and clear? Deal with the fire of affliction. In the name of Jesus,
we'll
send the kapon the karibo sopola kaya boshanda. Da send the kaya boshanda rabokola rabosante rababa. Da rabo sopon the kaya boshanda rabokola rababa. Command the fire of affliction to die and to rise no more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu, lagbadura.
Raise your right hand to the heavens.
Now what to raise? Okay, or?
Raise it to the heavens.
Now what to raise? Okay, or?
That's right.
Ben.
That's right.
Ben.
That's right.
Ben.
Let the fire from heaven. Come upon those hands now. That hand is charged with fire, with power. Lay the hand on your head now. That's right. Yes.
Ben.
Whatever the enemy has planted to that head
is
being uprooted now. The one planted in the eyes, in the chest, in the stomach, they
are
being uprooted now. That's right.
Ben.
Masikaya boshende rabakanda. Rudo soponda kaya boshende rabakanda. Aha.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen.
The power of paralysis has been broken.
Agbara irola paralysis 42.
That evil swelling of anemia underneath the armpit, it just vanished now. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Ben.
Things are happening here now. I told you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
There's
somebody over there. There's something you could not do before you got here this morning. Something you could not do with your body before you got here this morning. But you find that you can do it now. Don't allow the devil to put the problem back. Just find a way quickly to the altar here. The power of God is coming upon you. A woman here was raped by unknown persons. And since that time, the spirit has been troubling the sister. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that power is broken upon your life now. The power of an issue of blood has just been broken to pieces. Check your body now. That's right. That person, you couldn't turn your neck. Turn it now. And find a way to the altar. Don't allow the enemy to bring you back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As an evil hand laid on somebody's pregnancy, the fire of God is burning that hand right now, and you have been completely released. You will shout this again loud and clear. Don't negotiate with the enemy in this second prayer. Power of repeated problems. Is that the loudest you can shout against it? You are alone. In the name of Jesus. Deal with the power now.
Oh, but I'm not by you.
Something is happening here this morning. Yes. Yes, yes. Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence. Please don't say anything now until I ask you to speak. Father, I'm praying specifically concerning this 28 persons that the enemy has been drinking their blood. Right there where they are, let your power fall upon them. Let the blood that has been drawn from their bodies begin to go back there now. Yes, that's the power of God coming upon you. That's number one. Number two. Number three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Thank you, Jesus. That's right, your blood has been brought back to your body. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, and number 28. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Is somebody over there suffering from a strange infirmity? Check your body now. You'll be amazed to find that this problem that has troubled you for years has disappeared. Let's find a way to this altar now. Don't allow the enemy to bring it back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You will now shout this third prayer loud and clear. Goliath of my father's house.
Goliath, you know, Baba.
Jesus' name we pray.
Lord Jesus, la gbadura.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oshio Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Father, I thank you for what you have done.
Baba,
I thank you for what you are doing. I thank you for what you shall do. Let these miracles be permanent. Let your touch begin to go from person to person. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. I'd like you to listen very carefully to this message. It may save your life one day. If you listen to it very, very carefully, I'm looking at what I call the wicked interchange. The wicked interchange. What did I say? Can I hear the sister saying it? And the brothers? Let's ask ourselves a few deep Bible questions. A few deep Bible questions. Can life be used for life? The Bible says yes. It is possible. Life can be used for life. If somebody is meant to die, another person is used to replace the person who is meant to die. Life can be used for life. According to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4, Isaiah 43:4 says, since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I've loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. So life can be used for life. That is, if an evil is meant to happen, the Almighty can do a substitution. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 8, Proverbs 11:8 says this. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked commit in his stead. So life can be used for life. It is an ordinance of heaven. Many years back at our headquarters there, a young lady studying in the university. I still remember her very well. Her name was Usua. All of a sudden, in the middle of the class, in the mathematics class, she ran mad. And the father, who knew that this cannot be ordinary, when they called him, she just got some men, they dragged the girl to the headquarters. And they brought her for prayers. Said, so please pray for this person. Pray for this person. Pray for this person. But as we closed her eyes and we wanted to start praying, I said, no. Don't pray for this girl. She doesn't need the prayers. Tell her father to go to his own
father.
And that father should bring out the coffin that he has just buried. And that once that coffin is destroyed, Usua will be well. So he told the man, sorry, we can't pray. Go to your own father, he has just buried the coffin. If he brings out the coffin and it is destroyed, Usua will be well. The man broke down and cried. Said, you people don't want to pray for this girl. This is the only girl I have. I pray for her. Please, man of God, pray. Pray after crying. He went away. Went to his father who lives in Lagos here. And he went there and said, Daddy, Usua is not well. And I went to a man of God. And he said, you have just buried the coffin, that if you bring out the coffin and we burn it, Usua will be well. The old man said, man of God told you that one. Say yes. Say which one of them? He described. Is that one?
Yeah.
It's okay. And he pushed the middle stool away from the sitting room. He had just buried something right in the center of his sitting room. He dug out a small coffin. Inside the coffin was Usua's name. It was burnt. Right there on the spot. By the time the father came back to church, Usua was already having soft drinks with her friends. Amen.
Amen.
What was that old man trying to do?
He
was trying to use Usua's life to prolong his own life. Can life be used for life? Oh yes, it is possible. That is why I'm praying for somebody here today.
That
any power that wants to terminate your life in order to prolong their own shall be buried alive. They shall be buried alive. They shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. Another deep Bible question. Can a person's virtue be transferred from him to another person? Oh yes. It has happened before. The Bible said it's possible. If you open your Bible to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 48.
Genesis 13.
Verse 13. Genesis 48.
Genesis 13.
Verse 13. Joseph had brought his two children for prayers.
Joseph
before his father Jacob. Let us see what happened. Genesis 48:13. And Joseph took them both. Ephraim in his right hand towards Israel's left hand. And Manasseh in his left hand towards Israel's right hand. And brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his right hand. And laid it upon Ephraim's head. Who was younger? And his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hand wittingly. For Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, God before whom my father said, Abraham, Isaac did work, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day. The angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads and let my name be named on them
and the name of my father Abraham, Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth.
Angeli na ti o da mi ni de kuro ninu ibi gbogbo ki o gbe awon omode won yi ki a si pe oruko mi mo won lara ti oruko Abraham ati Isaac awon baba mi ki won ki o si di opolopo laarin aye.
Two children were positioned before Jacob.
Won gbe omo meji si waju Jacob.
The senior one was placed so that Jacob could place his right hand on him.
Won gbe Jacobi si apa otun re ko ba le gbe owo otun re le lori.
And the younger one by the left.
Won si mo eto kere si owo si.
But for some interesting reasons.
Itori idi to laarin kan.
Jacob crossed his hand.
Jacob si pa owo re da.
Transferred the right to the left and the left to the right.
O gbe owo otun sori en to wa losi o si gbe owo si lori en to wa lotun.
In verse 17, their father Joseph was not happy.
Inu ese keta din ni ogun baba won Joseph inu re odun si.
And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him.
Nigba ti Joseph ri pe baba re fi owo otun re le Ephraim lori inu re kodun.
And he held up his father's hand to remove him from Ephraim's head and onto Manasseh's head.
Mo baba re ni owo lati si kuro ni ori Ephraim si ori Manasseh.
And Joseph said unto his father, not so my father, for this is the firstborn, put thy right hand upon his head.
Joseph si wi fun baba re pe be ko baba mi nitori eyin ni akobi fi owo otun re le ni ori.
And his father refused and said,
baba re si ko o si
wi, I know it, my son.
Emi mo
omo mi. I know it.
Emi mo.
The virtue of the firstborn have been transferred to the junior one.
Won gbe Isaac eyi akobi won pe fun aburo.
Can virtue be transferred?
Ti a le gbe Isaac fun elomiran?
Yes.
Benny.
Just as is possible here now.
Gege bo ti se ni.
A person's virtue can be demonically and satanically transferred away.
Lono emi okuku ati pelu agbara satani won le gbe Isaac eniyan fun elomiran.
I pray that any virtue here that has been stolen.
Mo gbadura pe Isaac eni keni ni ti won ti ji.
And the enemy is trading and prospering with your own virtue.
Tota wa nfi Isaac re sofo to si
ji. You shall process them today in the name of Jesus. You shall process them. You shall process them. You shall process them. You shall be possessed in the name of Jesus. Somebody here needs to shout aloud in
the name of Jesus.
A third deep Bible question.
Ibere bibeli to jile iketa.
Can blessings be exchanged?
Shall paro ibukun?
Oh yes.
Beni.
Bible says it's possible.
Bibeli uko sheche.
That's happened before.
Oti shele ri.
In Genesis 25.
Genesis ori karo dini ogbon.
Verse 30.
Ese ogbon.
Genesis 25.
Genesis ori karo dini ogbon.
Verse 30.
Ese ogbon.
This morning's message.
Iwazo owuro yi.
We catapult those who understand it.
Yo gbe opolopo to ye re baye.
To the highest heights.
Lo si bi giga julo.
So even if the person who has stolen from you is dead,
koda bi eni to ja ololi ohun ba ti ku,
whatever has been stolen shall still be repossessed.
Okay, ti won ji na o gba pada.
Genesis 25 verse 30.
Genesis ori karun din ni ogbon ese ogbon.
And Esau said to Jacob,
Esau si wi fun Jacob pe,
feed me I pray thee with the same potter from faint, therefore was his name called Edom.
Emi be o fi pata re pupa ni bo mi nitori ti o re mi nitori na le a se npe oruko re ni Edom.
And Jacob said, send me this day that by right.
Jacob si wi pe ta ogun ibi ra fun mi loni.
And Esau said, behold, I am at the point of death, and what profit shall the bad do to me?
Esau si wi pe sa wo na emi ni nku lo yi ore kini ogun ibi yo se fun mi.
And Jacob said, swear to me this day, and he swore unto him, and his soul is bad right unto Jacob.
Jacob si wi pe bura fun mi loni o si bura fun o si ta ogun ibi re fun Jacob.
Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils.
Igba na ni Jacob fi akara ati ipete lentile fun
Esau. And he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way.
O si je o si dide o si ba ti re lo.
Thus Esau despised his birthright.
Bayi ni Esau gan ogun ibi re.
So blessings can be stolen.
O se se ki won ji ibukun.
Can promotion be stolen?
Se won le ji igbega?
Yes, you can see it in the case of Jacob and Esau.
Bakan na ewe a ri ninu isele laarin Jacob ati Esau.
These are deep Bible questions.
Awon ibere to jinle lati inu Bibeli ni awon eyi.
Another deep Bible question.
Ibere miran to jinle lati inu Bibeli.
Number one is, can life be used for life? Yes.
Eyi akoko ni pe se a le fi emi ro.
Number two, can virtue be transferred? Yes.
Ikeji se won le gbe asiki fe
lo. Number three, can blessings be exchanged? Yes.
Ikata se o se se lati paro ibukun.
Number four, can promotion be stolen? Yes.
Ikerin se o se se lati ji igbega be ni.
Number five.
Ikarun.
Can a man become an animal?
And
still remain a man in the inside. The Bible says yes. It is possible. It is seriously possible. That's why sometimes you find hunters who say they shot animals in the bush only to get there and find a human being. I've seen a brother who was praying one night and a monkey came into his bedroom. As the monkey entered, the brother spoke to the monkey.
He
says, "Stand at attention in Jesus' name." And the monkey stood on the spot. The awesome power of the believer has not been realized, only that this generation is powerless. So I command you, monkey, to stand at attention. And the monkey that was sent to destroy him stood at attention. And he went inside to bring a cutlass. When the monkey saw that he came with a cutlass, very quickly, that monkey spoke Yoruba to beg that they were sorry. The man said, "No. It's too late. You came here as a monkey. I'm going to treat you as a monkey." And he cut off the head and buried it. By the next morning, 5 native doctors were dead in town. I pray that every power masquerading as animals against you, physically or spiritually, they shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. So can a man become an animal? And so remain a man on the inside? Yes. In Daniel chapter 4 verse 16, it had happened to Nebuchadnezzar. The Lord turned him to an animal and sent him out. But he was still Nebuchadnezzar on the inside. Daniel 4:16. Let his heart be changed from a man's and let hearts this act be given unto him, and let 7 times pass over
him.
Question number 6. Can problems be transferred from person to person? Oh, yes. The Bible says it is possible. It's possible. Naaman in 2 Kings chapter 5 went to Jordan and lost his leprosy there.
Naaman in iwe keji awon ba ori karun o lo si odo Jordan o si padanu ete re sinu odo.
But the leprosy that Naaman dropped into Jordan still had a label called the leprosy of Naaman.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀tẹ̀ tí Naaman gbé sọ sínú odò, wọ́n yìí lẹ àlẹ̀mọ́ kan sí lára tó ń jẹ́ ẹ̀tẹ̀ Naaman.
He was still there in the Jordan.
Ó yìí wà ń bẹ̀ nínú odò Jordan.
But then Gehazi came along.
Ṣùgbọ́n Gehazi bá dìde.
In 2 Kings 5.
Inú ìwé kejì àwọn ọba orí karùn-ún.
27.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàdínní ọgbọ̀n.
2 Kings chapter 5 verse 27.
Ìwé kejì àwọn ọba orí karùn-ún. Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàdínní ọgbọ̀n.
2 Kings 5:27.
Ìwé kejì àwọn ọba orí karùn-ún. Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàdínní ọgbọ̀n.
Prophet Elisha said, the leprosy therefore of
Naaman
shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. So that leprosy was transferred to another person. So is it possible to transfer a problem from one person to the other? Oh, yes, it is possible. A wicked interchange can take place. And somebody will buy another person trouble. I knew an occultic man who was confessing the other day. So any time some children were having trouble, and the parents want solution,
They will carry
out this street party.
And
cook all kinds of things, bean cake.
And
they invite many children to come and
eat.
As many children as come to eat that food, share the problem of the child and they carry the problems on
their heads.
So these children have come to eat, but now they've gone away with problems. This is a very serious matter. When you say a person is celebrating 40th birthday 3 times,
and
each of the 3 times you are going there to eat rice,
they are
transferring the problems. I pray that any problem transferring to anybody's life shall be buried today in the name of Jesus. If you are still understanding me, shout hallelujah. Years back to a young lady,
under
university student, just went blind. And the mother brought her for prayers. The mother has taken her all over the place. Amen. I was much more rascally than this then. If it's now, I won't do so. So the woman brought the daughter for prayers. So, doctor, what happened, mama?
Yeah.
She just woke up one morning and she went blind.
It's okay.
No problem. Mom.
Yeah.
Enter into that room. Drag your daughter inside. You are going to shut the door.
And
both of you begin to pray. I
fire
back every arrow of blindness in the name of Jesus. I
fire
back. So we lock them up. Both of them started praying. After 20 minutes, we didn't hear the voice of the mother again.
It
was only the girl praying. By the time we opened the door, daughter could now see
and mother
had become blind. The arrow of blindness had gone back to the sender. They came to church with the mother leading the daughter by the hand. By the time they left,
it
was the daughter leading the mother away. I pray that every domestic witchcraft assigned to transfer problems to your life, they shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Question number 7. Can peace be withdrawn?
Oh
yes.
Ben.
They can withdraw peace from a person. In Luke chapter 10,
Luke
verse 5 to 6. Luke 10,
Luke
5 to 6. Sometimes we read our Bibles upside down. And sometimes we don't read it with understanding. Can peace be withdrawn?
Oh, yes.
In Luke chapter 10, verse 5.
Luke orike wa ese karun.
And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. If the son of peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. So peace is something that can go in and out. Question number 7.
Aha, you are following me. Question number 8.
Ibere kejo.
Can somebody walk and another person who did not walk reap what he has walked?
Se enikan le sise kelomiran ti o si se ise re ko wa kore ohun to hun sise fun.
Possible. Person can walk and then another person is the one enjoying the fruit of his labor.
In
Isaiah 65:22. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat.
Okay, yo, before you learn,
for as the days of a tree are the days of my people. And my leg shall enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain.
Okay, yo, she
nor bring forth for trouble.
Okay, yo,
for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord. And their offspring with them. So a person can walk. A person can be dispatched as a slave into the market world, but anything you get, there's another person collecting it back in the spiritual
world.
These are very, very serious issues. This is what makes us to understand that the enemy does a wicked interchange. It takes the good away and replaces with bad. We're here this first meeting of the year. Not only to attack this interchanging power, but to barricade our destiny this life so that it doesn't happen to us. The Bible says, as the last days are coming, evil men and deceivers shall wax stronger and stronger. They wax stronger and stronger. The Bible says the devil has come against you in great threat. He knows that he has a short time. A lot of virtues have been exchanged. A lot of head has been exchanged. A lot of things have been stolen away. Within the next few minutes, when we start the 7 prayers, I want you to pray. You will be amazed at the awesomeness of what the Lord will do through them. Beloved, there is something known as satanic interchange. Some time ago, a man went to look for juju to make money. And he was given several options. Number 1,
say,
go and bring the head of your mother and the breast. Say, no, one is too wicked.
It's
okay, you can't do that. It's okay. You have to go and sleep naked on the top of a rich man's grave for 30 days.
Sorry, teku oloro kan fun ogbon ojo.
Say no.
Oni rara o.
That one too is not neat.
Iyen na ko bagba mu.
It's okay.
Ko buru.
Is there any other one?
Show me na tun wa.
It's okay. You have to swallow this big lizard.
O nla ti gbe alangba nla yi mi.
The big lizard will be vomiting money. But only for 3 years. But even those 3 years, anytime you want to vomit the lizard and the lizard does not come out, the tummy will swell and the person will die.
No, I don't want that one.
You will arrange to drink blood. Just blood of dog. No food.
Oh, ni ma je won.
Just drink the blood of dog. 3 days every month.
ojo meta laarin osu.
Just 3 days, no food, just dog's blood.
Laarin ojo meta wonyen eje aja nikan lo ma mu.
Today you forget to drink that blood, you die.
Ojo to ba ti gbagbe lati mu eje na wa ku o.
Ma say ah, no.
Da.
Do you want that one?
O to fe yen na.
I said, okay.
Ani ko buru.
Go and look for 3 women.
Lo wa awon obirin meta
who have wealth virtues.
Ti won ni asi ki oro.
Bring materials from their bodies.
Mo nkan wa lati ara won.
Then we will transfer their virtues to you. The woman will become poor and you become rich.
Awo agbe asi ki won fun awon obirin awon yo di otoshi iwa si do loro.
He said, yes, that one is good.
Aha, iyen lo da.
And that's what he did.
O to si se niyan.
Stole virtues from women who didn't know they were selling their virtues.
Oh, GIC killer, I won't be eating one more power on TICQ on him.
The woman became poor, the man became rich.
I won't be on the Apuche or Korean.
I pray once again today
that
any power that has stolen anybody's virtue and is trading with it. And you are losing out. That power shall be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen, beloved. The devil has no power to create. But he is the most successful robber in the universe. He can steal. He can transfer. He can exchange virtues. And when we talk about exchanging of virtues, there could be various kinds of exchanges. There could be spirit exchange. A terrible spirit comes, cages the human spirit and takes over the personality of the person. You just know that this person is different from the person I used to know. Something has changed here. You have changed his personality. It is a terrible exchange. There could be body exchange. The person will be looking older than his age. The presence of the person will be inviting irritation. That's why sometimes during prayers, people can testify that they've seen a whole personality walking out of them. I pray that anybody here like that today, a strange power is trying to take over your life. You shall be set free. In the name of Jesus. There could be a brain exchange. A brain exchange. We ran a young lady through deliverance many years ago. She was the last born. She had 3 brothers ahead of
her.
Now these brothers, they were doing excellently well in school before. Their positions never went beyond third. All of a sudden, these 3 boys began to do very badly and they began to score multiple zeros. It was during deliverance, the girl told us that she had taken away their brain and replaced with sawdust. The doctors can do CT scan. Can check anything up. They will find it normal.
But
spiritually, it's been taken out. I pray that anybody's brain that has been tampered with here shall receive repair in the name of Jesus. Shall receive repair. In the name of Jesus. There could be child exchange.
Come to the womb, check out the correct baby, put in another one. We've seen that happen several times. There could be wealth exchange. They transfer every money the person is going to make to somewhere else.
You
get into this kind of house, in the house, the landlord is getting richer every day, and all the tenants are getting poorer.
Lojojumo ni baba onile ohun lowo si ṣugbọn gbogbo awọn ayale gbe won kuṣe lojojumo.
Wealth exchange.
Pasiparo oro.
There could be virtue exchange.
Pasiparo Isaac ile sele.
There could be talent exchange.
Pasiparo talent ile sele.
There could be partner exchange.
Pasiparo ko tabi aya o le sele.
Person you should have married to. Person you should have been married to has been taken away and exchanged.
Eni to ye ko fe laya tabi loko won mu yen kuro.
There could be promotion exchange. There could be health exchange. There could be organ exchange. There could be age exchange. All these things can be changed. It is the wicked interchange. Very, very wicked interchange. Once an interchange has taken place in the person's life,
there
will be what you call firstborn demotions.
There
will be failure at the edge of serious breakthroughs.
There
will be unexplainable health failures.
There will
be brain failure and memory loss. You give birth to children who become your enemies. There will be boyish girl and girlish boys.
There will
be wrong marriages. Pregnancy and disfavor.
Vagabond
life. Insanity. Dark countenance. Unexplainable epilepsy. Horrible nightmares.
Alakala.
Desire to do what is right but inability to do it.
Ife lati se ohun to touch by lagbara lati se.
Difficulty in keeping a relationship.
Ki o ma nira fun eniyan lati tesiwaju ninu
ajo sopo. Dreaming and forgetting.
Ki eniyan ma lala ko si ma gbagbe.
Constant failure, constant hardship.
Ikuna nigba gbogbo, inira nigba gbogbo.
Seeing the dead in the dream or mad people in the dream.
Riri awon oku tabi awon asinwin loju ala.
All these are symptoms that an interchange has taken place. I know this very brilliant accountant. Top class. He has 2 PhDs. But he still worked almost like a clerk. Because
anytime
he had a major interview to
attend. Nítorí nígbàkúgbà tó bá fẹ́ lọ fún ìfọ̀rọ̀wánilẹ́nuwò gidi.
No, he will have no problem at all until he sits before the panel.
He sits before the panel,
they say, yes, what is your name? Can we have a look at your certificates?
His
strange epilepsy will catch him. He will squeeze himself together, lie on the floor, and will begin to foam in the mouth. And that's how he's been failing all interviews. Until today, he prayed. Some of the prayers were going to pray today. He prayed at night. And by the time he woke up, the Lord said, take up your pillow. And under that pillow, beloved, was a giant lizard which had come out of his body during
prayers.
Many are going about with demoting animals, demoting powers in their bodies. Today is the day you must decide that there must be a separation between my journey and this thing. This is a new year. I don't want to continue any old pattern. What is the way out of this wicked interchange?
You must surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Then number two, you must pull down the altar of this satanic exchange. Then you now command a reverse of this evil exchange. Surrender your life to Jesus. Destroy their altar. Command a reverse. Repossess what they have stolen. Correct what they have destroyed. Reverse their curses and convert it to blessings. And this is where we are. This day. I want you to get yourself ready. Because there are prayers here we need to pray.
So there are
and it's important we pray the prayers now. Sometimes it may get too late to pray this kind of prayers. But this is the time to pray now. As early as possible in this year. Rise up on your feet, beloved. All eyes. Seven prayers. Only seven of them. It has helped millions of people all over the world.
And
it will help you here today. Make up your mind that enough is enough. Many of us have suffered for too long. And we must not continue this year. Make it an enough is enough affair. As you pray this deliverance and yoke breaking, destiny changing prayers. Immediately we begin to pray these prayers. Signs and wonders will begin to happen. And immediately you check your own body. You check your situation. And you find that the Lord has healed you. Don't remain on that. Just find a way to the altar so that the devil will not put it back. You will shout this loud and clear. Witchcraft exchange of my virtues. Can you shout into the boiling anger? Can you shout it loud and clear? Damn! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare it. That's why Jesus brought you here. Masopoten kantela bokoya boshanda. Yes. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
That's the first one. That's right. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. So any power assigned to use my life as a fertilizer. Can you shout it with boiling anger? Sisters, can I hear you shouting this? Is that the best the sisters can do here today? Brothers, can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? Everybody together now! You are a liar! Jesus. I refuse to be used as a fertilizer. Yes, enough is enough.
Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
I am making powerful progress.
Itesiwaju ta ni o lagbara po.
That's right.
Then
an evil agent was delegated against somebody's eyes.
Wono onise okoko kan si oju enikan.
Check those bad eyes now.
Ya won oju ti o dun o tele yin.
Let us touch those eyes.
Oluwa ti fowo kan awon oju na.
Someone is here.
Enikan wa ni.
You are the only child left of your parents.
Won ni omo kan se to ku lowo awon obi re.
But yet they are pursuing you to kill you.
Sibe sibe won le pa re.
Right there where you are. The spirit of death has just departed from your life.
Ni o se jade ko laye re.
Someone you lost a very good job. But the Lord shall open the door to dumbfounding breakthroughs to you. The peppery object moving about in somebody's body has just been cut off from that person. Yes, witchcraft infirmity in the eyes, in the stomach, in the womb, in the legs, they're being cancelled now. They're being cancelled now. They're being cancelled. They're being cancelled now. Masikaya boshendera bokontea. They're being cancelled now. Now check your body. Check your body. Check your body. To find that you've got a situation here, and the situation has disappeared quickly. Run to the altar. I don't allow the devil to put you back. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Every problem, transferred into my life. That fire, in the name of Jesus, this is not a debt to negotiate. This is not a debt to negotiate at all. We have negotiated for too long. Today is the day to fight back. Aha, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Making good progress. As many children that are here today, and the enemy has exchanged their brains, I have information from heaven for those children. Even if you are here standing in the gap for your children, as a result of the prayer you prayed just now, their correct brains have been brought back. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. 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 There is a sister here. You are on the top position in your place of work. 3 men have conspired against you and have transferred your name all over the place. They took your name as far away as off the shore of this country. These 3 men want you to just go paralyzed one day and be disgraced out of work. This is the sign you are going to use to know what I'm saying now. These 3 men shall be paralyzed all at once. And you shall be set free. And you shall be set free. You shall be set free. Now,
is it
3 more to pray on this exchange things?
Lori,
aha. Strangers in my body, Yes. Something has happened in your life today. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Don't negotiate with the enemy. Today is not the day to negotiate. In Jesus' name we pray. What a wonderful morning to be here. The Bible said the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Two more prayers now. And pray this with boiling anger. Pray it with all your strength. Owners of evil law! Of my father's house, owners of evil law, of my mother's house, carry your law in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Yes. Today is today. You cannot negotiate. Masekaya boshendera bokontera basanda. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord Jesus, Agadura.
Amen.
Amen.
Things are happening here. I won't
conscience in you.
Listen.
Hey, brother.
I forgot for somebody over there.
We need all of when control and be.
Those things you have not been able to achieve for years.
I won't control a lady because she for a lot of
Lord, say you achieve it now. So every power trading with my virtues, return my virtue. Can I hear the sister saying this? Is that the loudest Jesus can say it? Brother, shout it loud and clear. Everybody now. In the name of Jesus.
Was sent a capacity,
In Jesus name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
Silence.
Kidake rorowa.
Silence.
Kidake rorowa.
Yes, woman.
Arabini.
You are getting your children back.
O gba awon omo re pada.
That's right.
Ben.
Thank you Jesus.
O seun Jesu.
Let there be silence.
Kidake rorowa.
Let be silence.
Idakerorowa.
The kind of miracles nobody in your family had ever experienced.
Iru ise iyanu teni kokan nu ebi yin o riri.
Will happen in your life.
Yo sele laye re.
As a result of the prayer you prayed just now.
Atari adura to se gba nisisiyin.
Thank you Jesus.
O seun Jesu.
Yes.
Beni.
Things are happening all over the place.
Awon kan sele kakiri ni.
There's a woman over there.
Obirin kan wa lohun yen.
Your mother-in-law.
Iya oko re.
And your own mother.
Ati iya ti re.
Are both witches.
Ajela awon mejeji.
And they've been troubling your life.
Won si ti n damu aye.
But the Lord has delivered it today.
Oluwa ti da odede loni.
Thank you Jesus.
O seun Jesu.
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 Thank you Jesus.
O seun Jesu. O seun Jesu.
Many things are still happening here.
Opolopo nkan yin sele ni yin o.
Yes.
Beni.
Check that your body again. Check the issue of blood.
Ya wa la yewu le kan si ye isun eje yen wo.
It has ceased.
O ti do pe.
Check that lump in the breast that has vanished.
Ye koko to be nu omo re yen wo o ti pora.
Check that leg that was shorter than the other, it has lengthened.
Yes, to kuru ji keji lo o ti dogba.
That's right. Somebody is receiving a new womb entirely.
E kan gba ile omo titun.
Thank you Jesus.
O seun Jesu.
Thank you Jesus.
O seun Jesu.
Sing this song loud and clear. He has grown in all my presence. He has broken all my Father, we thank you.
Baba dupe lowo yin.
Your word says in everything we should give thanks.
Oro yin pe ninu gbogbo ka ma dupe.
We commit these prayer letters unto your hands.
Abi letter adura won ile owo mimo yin.
According to what you ask us to do.
Gege bi ohun te pa lase pe ka se.
Father, answer by fire in the name of Jesus.
Oluko Jesu.
I decree.
Mo pa ase.
By this time next year,
when will you do to go?
If Jesus tarries in his coming,
Jesus ba fa bi bo re seyin,
you will be a bigger bundle of testimonies. Every point you have written on this paper,
gbogbo oro te ko sinu iwe yi,
shall become mighty testimonies in the name of Jesus. Thank you Heavenly Father. Would your paper stretch up? Thou shalt seven Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Amen. Let your amen be dynamic. Father, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy upon the life of your children. And as you have come here today, you will have a 24-hour breakthrough, a 48-hour breakthrough, a 72-hour breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, every power that has stolen from you, whether they like it or not, they must return what they have stolen. In the name of Jesus, as you go through this year, it shall be well with you. The Lord will make you victor and not victim. The Lord will promote you to the highest heights. The Lord will give you mighty breakthroughs. His agenda for your life shall come to pass. Every agenda of the enemy shall vanish. As you are stretching out your hand now, receive a new year present from the Lord. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It is written that you to the hills shall raise up your head. And there comes your help. There comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Not suffer your feet to be moved. For if that keepeth you in our slumber, that keepeth Israel shall not slumber and sleep. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move your camp. You and your family shall dwell in peace. I put all of you in the envelope of fire. There no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. Every power standing by to embarrass you, every power standing by to mock you, they shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Shout this with your two hands raised up. Say, I reject every satanic embarrassment by the power in the blood of Jesus. I reject every satanic embarrassment by the power in the blood of Jesus. Say it again. Oh yes. Say it again! Say it again!
Yes, okay.
Say it again!
Yes, okay.
For the last time, say it again! A loud amen.
Okay,
let us share the grace and fellowship.
The grace of